This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. Today we're speaking with Mr. David McNeil, the president and COO of Patient Pop, the first all-in-one practice growth platform, to learn more about how technology is improving patient experiences and helping practices grow. And Mr. McNeil, thanks for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
Thanks for having me. I really appreciate it.
And you're more than welcome. Our pleasure to have you with us, and thanks for your time. So tell us, for starters, introduce yourself, if you would, any past companies that you've worked at, and describe your role at Patient Pop to kick things off today.
Yeah, that's great. So, you know, as you said, I'm president and COO at Patient Pop. I have about a decade plus of experience in very senior roles at various high-growth SaaS companies that include Salesforce and HubSpot. Most of my career, I've been leading and growing large sales organizations, but I also have responsibility for various strategy and operations roles over the years. And at Patient Pop, I'm specifically responsible for all go-to-market functions. That includes marketing, sales, customer success, and really the overall growth strategy for the company.
And of course, speaking of Patient Pop, tell our listeners, if you would, more about Patient Pop and the solutions that you do provide for private practices.
Yeah, so as you said earlier, Patient Pop is the all-in-one solution that empowers healthcare providers to improve kind of every digital touch point for a patient journey. So it makes really it easy for providers to promote their practices online, attract patients, and retain them for life.
Now, another question for you. What are some of the pain points in healthcare that Patient Pop is addressing? I'm sure listeners would appreciate hearing some of those.
Yeah, so when you look at this, you know, we help providers with awareness and consideration of getting found by their patients. So we are responsible for kind of managing the overall web presence, their Google for My Business profiles, their website and SEO. And we provide other tools such as social, premium SEO, and ads, really to make sure that as patients are looking for practices and providers, that they have all the information they need. We also help these practices with the engagement of these patients. So when patients come in and get found by these when these practices get found by these patients, they need a way to engage them digitally. That includes things like online scheduling, appointment confirmations, patient registration and intake, and things like telehealth for patients that don't want to come into the office. We also have things that relate to how the online patient and reputation management of these practices. So what we find is a lot of patients are looking for, you know, what is the reputation of these practices before actually engaging with them. And so we have a whole suite that helps them manage that. And then finally, we provide, you know, kind of the insights that the practice needs to understand how that's working together, the end-to-end engagement of their patients, as well as the performance of their business when it comes to patient acquisition and retention.
And of course, you're allowing those doctors and health professionals to do what they do best and not be worried about all this. This is pretty awesome today. We're speaking with David McNeil, the president and COO of Patient Pop, the first all-in-one practice growth platform here on eHealth Radio's Health News and Technology Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, tell us also, what is the biggest benefit to private practices with using Patient Pop's technology?
There are a few. The first is really driving new patient and referred patient acquisition. You know, what we find is most patients are looking online to find their healthcare providers. 3 out of 4people are engaging online to find those providers. You know, we've actually helped drive over 4 million appointments scheduled through our Patient Pop platform. 66% of those are actually scheduled through new patient requests. So patients are coming on and engaging directly through our platform to engage these practices. We're also finding that 51% of patients scheduling online, they prefer that versus calling when visiting through the platform. In addition to that, as I said earlier, driving reviews is critically important. We found that it's the most influential resource for patient acquisition. And 74% of patients find positive reviews online, or they find it extremely important when deciding whether they're going to work with a practice or not. And the most important point there is 69% of them will not even consider a healthcare provider if the average star rating is lower than 4.4 out of a 5 rating. And then there's other tools that we have that include productivity tools for the front office. One of the most key is really our patient confirmation tool. We found that when practices use text confirmation, they see a 52% reduction in no-show rate. So that's actually reducing the average no-show rate from 4.5 to less than 5%, which has a direct impact on the success of the practice.
Certainly some important information there that sets you apart in the space. Good stuff. Now, I'd be curious, do you have any stories you could share with us about the successes of practices using PatientPup? That would be great to hear some of those.
Yeah, a couple. So first off, we found that actually more than half patients prefer digital connection for really five ways to interact with practice. So 51% of the patients favor digital interactions when scheduling appointments, filling out forms, asking a provider a question, paying a bill online, and accessing their health records. And so we've had a lot of success really helping these practices that aren't as digitally proficient really coming online and providing that digital touch point. And we know that two-thirds of these patients prefer text when messaging and receiving a medical appointment provider. So providing that kind of text landscape and platform is critically important. The other thing that we found is, which I found really interesting, is when, you know, COVID had a dramatic impact on the industry. Back in March 2020, appointment volume through our practices, we found dropped 56% kind of pre-COVID. And then those versus kind of what happened typically across the nation historically. However, practices that use PatientPup returned to pre-COVID levels within just 10 weeks. So despite all of the impact that happened during COVID, we did see a very quick rebound, particularly for the practices that were using digital capabilities.
Well, that's certainly some good news right there on that front. Good stuff, and thanks for sharing a good example right there. Now, what is in store for the future of PatientPup? Anything we should be aware of or anything in the works?
Yeah, as I said, we do a lot of monitoring of kind of what's going on in the industry, particularly as it relates to patient preferences. And what we found is those patient preferences have certainly changed over the last several years, particularly with since COVID, and their preference is strongly leaning toward digital medium. And so we're investing quite a bit on the front office productivity tools and patient engagement tools, such as, you know, we talked about kind of your text platform, digital payments, web chat to text, and then some rerouting of calling. So as I said, when somebody comes to your practice, they make a call in. Sometimes that's off hours, and redirecting that to text to be able to do that scheduling is critically important. So we're investing a lot in helping that improve the patient experience while also improving the productivity of that front office.
Mr. McNeil, we certainly appreciate your visit with us here today on behalf of PatientPup and for what you're doing in the space and for informing us more about what you offer through your company there at PatientPup. As we conclude, any closing thoughts, a final word, a takeaway, a tip, or anything else you'd like to mention as we conclude today?
Yeah, I would just note that we're actually just releasing our third annual patient preference survey. That survey gives key findings into patient preferences and how medical and dental providers can improve the patient experience. So I'd highly recommend people check that out. It's a free resource, and it provides availability to what's going on in the industry today.
And definitely an added resource to tap into as well. Where can listeners get all the details on PatientPup, and how could they also reach out as needed?
Yeah, so you can certainly visit us at patientpup.com online, and you'll provide all those resources there available to you.
There you have it. Easy enough. Again, Mr. McNeil, all the best, and thanks for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
Thank you very much for having me. I really appreciate it.
And you're more than welcome anytime. We've been speaking with Mr. David McNeil, the president and COO of PatientPup, the first all-in-one practice growth platform. And for all the details, visit patientpup.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.